When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's now time for the Noontime News on this Monday, June 10th. Good afternoon, I'm Leo Blavin. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the Justice Department has agreed to turn over some of the underlying evidence from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, including files used to assess whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. Representative Gerald Nadler says the department will begin complying with the committee's subpoena Monday and provide some of Mueller's most important files. He said all the members of the committee will be able to view them. The Islamic State group may have lost its self-styled caliphate or Islamic empire in Syria and Iraq, but in the remote hills of northeastern Afghanistan, the extremists have significantly expanded their footprint, recruiting new fighters and plotting attacks in the United States and other Western countries. Concerns run so deep that many have come to see the Taliban, which has also clashed with IS, as a potential partner in containing the rival militant group. Police in the Dominican Republic are investigating why someone would shoot former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz at close range. Ortiz was at the Dial Bar and Lounge in Santo Domingo around 8:50 p.m. Sunday when the alleged gunman approached from behind and shot him. Ortiz has been hospitalized following surgery to remove his gallbladder and part of his intestine. Stung by criticism that his deal to avert threatened Mexican tariffs mostly ramps up existing efforts, President Donald Trump is insisting there's more to the deal than meets the eye. In a pair of tweets on Monday morning, Trump claimed that Mexico had agreed to more than what was revealed in the Friday announcement. He says details will be announced at the appropriate time. 25 years after the murder of his ex-wife and friends of hers, O.J. Simpson says life is fine. Simpson tells the Associated Press in a telephone interview that he is healthy and happy living in Las Vegas, has new knees, and plays golf nearly every day. But the pain has not faded for the family of victim Ron Goldman, and many Americans believe Simpson got away with murder. That is a look at our world and national news here on our Noontime News on KROX.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Weather to start the week, 64 degrees, sunny skies overhead here in downtown Crookston, with a north wind at 9 miles per hour, the barometric pressure at 30.18 inches, our humidity at just 49%. We did receive some rain over the weekend. Friday night in Angus, they received an inch of rain. 3 miles south of Angus received just a quarter inch of rain, with nothing in Crookston. Saturday, here at our downtown studio, We had an inch of rain. Euclid Avenue received 1 inch and 3 hundredths, or rather 1 3/100ths of an inch of rain. Angus, 2.2 inches, 3 miles south of Angus, received 1.1 inches of rain. 2.5 miles south of Gently over the weekend, they took in 1.17 inches of rain as well. And it's looking like later on this week, we could see some more rain. We'll tell you more about that here in our noontime news. We can't tell you the rest of today, looking at sunny skies here. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs 70 to 75 degrees with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, looking at partly cloudy skies, lows 45 to 50 degrees with east winds around 5 miles per hour, shifting to the south after midnight. And again, we could see some showers as early as Tuesday and looking into the weekend as well. We'll tell you more about that during our local news and the weather. But when we come back, we'll take a look at our state news. That's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state news, law enforcement officials have taken the unusual step of issuing a public safety alert due to a spike in drug overdoses. Alexia Reed Holtum, executive director of the nonprofit Steve Rumler Hope Network, says there's been a recent paradigm shift.
Law enforcement is aware and wanting to be part of the solution, and they no longer believe that the solution is going to be incarceration, but helping people to find pathways and avenues to treatment for the disease of addiction.
Law enforcement is aware and wanting to be part of the solution. As Holtum pointed out, she also encouraged individuals with loved ones who are addicted to get trained on how to administer and carry naloxone to reverse an opioid overdose. It was the largest gathering yet for the candidates seeking the Democratic Party's next presidential nomination and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar drew a strong response as she took the stage in Cedar Rapids Sunday afternoon.
Why am I the only one who's acting like—
Thank you, Iowa Democrats. I am your senator next door, and I can see Iowa from my porch.
Klobuchar and 18 other candidates spoke at the party fundraiser. Each were given 5 minutes to address the crowd of about 1,500 activists and party officials. Klobuchar met beforehand with supporters outside. Some of her supporters had been out on the streets for hours chanting and waving campaign signs. A Lyft driver from Coon Rapids says he'll direct some of his $1 million lottery winnings to the nonprofit he started that provides sustainable access to clean water in Africa. 45-year-old Kojo Iwono won his million in the June 4th Mega Millions drawing with a ticket that he bought at a gas station in Eden Prairie. Minneapolis police are investigating a shooting that has left one man dead and another critically wounded. The shooting happened at about 2 a.m. Monday near a police precinct. Officers were in the area to monitor bar closing time when they heard gunshots near an alley. The suspected shooter was identified by witnesses in the area and was arrested a couple blocks away. Minnesota's cash assistance program for low-income families will offer a $100 boost in monthly aid starting next year. Minnesota Public Radio reports the state lawmakers approved the Minnesota Family Investment Program's monthly grant increase in May. The extra funding will be available beginning February 2020. It's the first increase the program has seen since it was started 33 years ago. Minnesota officials estimate the change will help more than 30,000 families. Authorities say that two teens are dead after a car collided with a camper in northern Minnesota. The state patrol says the victims were passengers in a car traveling north on Highway 169 that tried to turn left onto Highway 65 near Nashwauk and collided with the southbound camper Saturday. The boys who died are identified as 13-year-old Trent Salmonen of Hibbing and 16-year-old Aiden Hall, whose hometown was not known. The 17-year-old boy who was driving the car and another passenger survived. That is a look at our state and regional news. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our sports. That's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our scoreboard from this past weekend as we start with our sports news. It was the state Class A track and field meet down at Hamline University in St. Paul this past weekend. Crookston's Noah Keel finished in 11th place in the 100-meter dash and took 14th place in the 200-meter dash. Emma Borovic, she qualified for the finals, finishing in 7th place in the prelims on Friday night. The Twins, they beat the Tigers 6-3. On Saturday in those finals, Emma Borovic finished in 8th place in the 300-meter hurdles, is a sophomore. The Tigers, they bounced back, beating the Twins 9-3. Yesterday, though, the Twins got their revenge and won the series. Nelson Cruz homered for the 4th straight game, as the Twins connected 4 times in all to rout the Detroit Tigers 12-2. Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton, and Eddie Rosario also connected for the Twins. Minnesota hit 8 homers while winning 2 of 3 in Detroit. The Tigers have lost 13 of their last 15 at Comerica Park. Lindsey Whalen became the first Minnesota Lynx player to ever have her jersey retired as her number 13 went to the rafters at Target Center prior to Saturday's game against Los Angeles.
It's great, and to be up there with, you know, Malik Seeley and Flip, two coaches that I grew up watching, and Malik was on all those teams, it's pretty cool.
Whalen also has her Gopher jersey retired at Williams Arena. The Lynx lost the game to Los Angeles 89-85. On the national sports scene, the NBA could have a new champion, with the Toronto Raptors looking to finish off the Golden State Warriors in Game 5 of the title series. The Raptors lead 3-1 and returned home following 2 double-digit wins at Oracle Arena that put the 2-time defending champions on the brink of elimination. On the rest of our scoreboard, coming up tonight here on KROX, we have Crookston American Legion Post 20 Baseball. They're in Fauston for a 5:30 Riverview Health pregame show. First pitch will be at 6 o'clock tonight here on at KROX. The Legion team also back in action tomorrow, a doubleheader against Red Lake Falls, weather permitting. The doubleheader will start at 5:30 at Jim Karn Field on Tuesday. The Twins, they're off today. They'll get back in action tomorrow against the Mariners. We'll have it for you here on KROX Tuesday evening. 6:30, the pregame show. 7:10, the first pitch. Also coming up Tuesday, the start of the Minnesota State Golf Tournament for Class 2A. Danny Boyle competing for the Crookston Pirate Girls. She'll tee off at 1:03 tomorrow afternoon at the Ridges at Sand Creek Golf Course in Jordan. That is a look at our sports news. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up after these words from Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Pick up these breakfast items that are on sale this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 52-ounce bottles of assorted Simply Orange Juice, $2.99. Select sizes and varieties of Special K cereals, $2.99. Top those cereals with Driscoll's Blackberries or Raspberries. They're 2 for $5. And start the morning off right with coffee. Assorted sizes and varieties of Hills Brothers or MJB Coffee, $6.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at our local news, summer is a time to enjoy the beautiful weather, play outside, ride your bike, go swimming, and participate in any of the numerous activities so many enjoy. But it's also the time for students to make sure they maintain their level of proficiency in reading and math between now and next school year. Highland Elementary Principal Chris Trosted says it's important to read about 20 to 30 minutes a day to maintain the same reading ability before the next school year.
It's really important that those kids try to read for 20 minutes or 30 minutes every night still. Rainy days, great time to read, do those types of things. So, yeah, just we can keep a focus on reading in the summertime. It really is nice when those kids come in where they left off. And as little as possible to where we have to go in and get them back up to speed only helps those students that much more in school the next year. They're not as far behind.
Trosted added that finding books your child is interested in can help them stay engaged in reading while not reading throughout the summer, can put students behind for up to half of the next school year.
Just want to remind parents that it's really important that those kids are reading all summer long. Public libraries open, so definitely want them to access the library. If you can find books that they're really interested in, that's a big key to getting kids to read. And, you know, maintaining over the summer is perfect. Sometimes we have kids that we call it the summer slide, kids that don't do anything. We can end up taking us till Christmas time to get those kids back up to where they were at the end of the last school year.
The Crookston Public Library also wants to help Crookston's kids keep up with their reading during the summer. Librarian Chris Boyk says the library has more prizes than ever before as part of their Explore Summer Library experience.
As always, this summer we have our Summer Library Experience program, and the theme is Explore, again, with an emphasis primarily on outer space or space exploration. The basic idea is that getting kids to read every day by promoting, we've got a lot of great prizes we're going to give away this summer, as usual. In fact, more. We've probably got more prizes this summer than we ever have, which is kind of fun because it provides an even greater incentive for them to read. They can stop by and get their reading logs already, and the more they read, the better their chances of winning prizes, and especially the bigger prizes.
Students at Crookston Public Schools are also able to use an online subscription to iXL to remember their basic math facts throughout the summer, explains Trosted.
We do subscribe to the IXL Math. It has every standard from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, and our kids all have a subscription for that, so those kids could get onto the IXL Math. If they have troubles, they can get a hold of us here at Highland School. But that's a great thing also for rainy days and kind of keeping up on those math skills. Basic math facts, and you can find all kinds of things online for that. But that would be one where we tend to spend a lot of time reteaching basic math facts for multiplication, division, adding, and subtraction. So, yeah, those little things. We want the kids to have a summer and want to have plenty of time to run around and play. But if we can continue that reading and work on those math facts, it only helps those kids, you know, when they come back, they're not as far behind, and it makes math easier and reading easier. So that's what we're after.
The Crookston City Council will meet Monday night at 7 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. The consent agenda includes approving the May 28th meeting minutes and resolutions to approve bills and disbursements in the amount of $228,417.63, to approve the pool use agreement, Crookston Public Schools, and to approve the arena lease with Crookston Public Schools. The regular agenda has just one item, a resolution that the City of Crookston supports the efforts of Epitome Energy LLC to create a new business by opening a soybean crush facility for biodiesel fuel. The sudden onset of a migraine means a dark room, bed, and cool towel for many sufferers. It probably means the end to the possibility of having a productive day as well. Now think of the consequences on your life if you suffer chronic migraines, a condition defined as having a headache 15 or more days a month, with at least 8 of them considered a migraine. That's a lot of productivity lost and a lot of pain felt. In an effort to help those who suffer from chronic migraine, Riverview Health recently began offering Botox injections for pain management specialist Pungini Savana, MD. Dr. Savana, who has practiced at Riverview for the past 10 years, offers Botox injections at Riverview's specialty clinic in Crookston. Botox has been in the news since 2002 when it was approved by the FDA to temporarily treat cosmetic issues from frown lines to crow's feet in adults, along with helping erase unwanted lines and wrinkles. Patients began to realize their Botox injections were also helping with their frequent migraines. In 2010, Botox was approved for the treatment of chronic migraine. If you suffer chronic migraines and would like to see Dr. Savana, you must first get a referral from your healthcare provider or chiropractor. Once you have a referral, call Riverview's specialty clinic at 218-281-9553 to make an appointment. The Ways and Means Committee meeting will meet Monday following the City Council meeting in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The agenda includes approving the May 28th meeting report, a franchise agreement amendment with Otter Tail Power Company and Red Lake Electric to set up a monthly cap for all classes at $2,500. The committee will also consider a budget for the operations of the swimming pool proposed at $134,679 for the remainder of the year. Also included is an airport engineering agreement for the master plan with Short Elliott Hendrickson, Incorporated, and a code of ethics and conduct. Rural communities in Minnesota are scrambling to recruit and retain workers as baby boomers reach retirement age. DigiKey, an electronic component distributor in Thief River Falls, is among the companies testing out innovative strategies to attract workers at all stages of their lives. Minnesota Public Radio News reported, DigiKey plans to add 1,000 new jobs over the next 10 years. The expansion plans come during a decade when Pennington County's over 65 population is estimated to rise from about 18% to 27%. Nearly 32% of DigiKey's workers are age 50 or older, positioning many to hit retirement age in the next 10 years. DigiKey pitches higher starting salaries than most businesses in the region, as well as health insurance at a lower price, but the distributor also offers flexible schedules, training and on-site medical office, and buses from Crookston and Grand Forks, North Dakota. On the obituary desk, Marvin Chandler, 99, of Euclid, passed away at Villa St. Vincent in Crookston Sunday evening with his beloved wife, Fran, and their family at his side. The Stanchelowski Funeral Home is assisting with funeral arrangements. On June 8, 2019, the body of a 19-year-old male from Thief River Falls was recovered at Little Venose Lake, located in Menomon County. The victim had been jet skiing without a life vest and was reported missing on the evening of June 7th. A massive ground, air, and water search was conducted. The victim's name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Menomon County Sheriff's Office was assisted by White Earth Police Department, White Earth Conservation, and Menomon Fire Department, Menomon White Earth Emergency Management, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, Minnesota State Patrol, Becker County Sheriff's Office, Polk County Sheriff's Office, UND Police Department, Grand Forks Police Department, and the Grand Forks Sheriff's Office, as well as Unmanned Aerial Services. The Crookston Fire Department responded to an overheated vehicle at the intersection of Fisher Avenue and North Broadway at 10:07 Friday morning. Smoke or steam was coming from under the hood, but there was no fire. The fire department also went on alert during the severe weather on Saturday. On June 8th, at approximately 2:33 a.m., five individuals were on a fourth-floor balcony at 3880 Garden View Drive in Grand Forks when it collapsed. An officer from the Grand Forks Police Department, all true paramedics, and personnel from the Grand Forks Fire Department were at the apartment complex for an unrelated call involving individuals who were stuck in an elevator when the balcony collapse occurred. The individuals in the elevator sustained no injuries and were freed from the stuck elevator without incident. The five individuals who fell from the fourth floor balcony were all transported to the Altru emergency room. The victims sustained various degrees of injuries, however, their current conditions are not known. The names of victims who were transported to the hospital are not being released at this time. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Salvador Hernandez, 27, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree possession in a school, park, or public housing zone; Arlen Maurice Thunder, 43, of Minnesota, for a felony parole violation released to another authority; Julius Roman Stately, 33, of Minnesota, for a felony parole violation released to another authority; Michael Paul Padilla, 42, of Ada, for misdemeanor domestic assault, released on personal recognizance; Christy Marie Sauve, 30, of East Grand Forks, for misdemeanor disorderly conduct; Jordan Robert Johnson, 19, of Crookston, for felony domestic assault by strangulation; John Kenneth Wilkinson, 53, of Fertile, for misdemeanor falsely reporting crime. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Joseph Buckman, who was born in 1891 in Little Falls. He enlisted in 1918 and was discharged in 1919. Joseph Buckman died on this date in 1970 in Crookston. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to our weather. Currently here in downtown Crookston, we've got 64 degrees. Partly sunny skies overhead with winds out of the north at 13 miles per hour. Gusting up to 17 miles per hour. The humidity is at 49% and our barometric pressure at 30.18 inches. The forecast for the rest of today calls for sunny skies. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs will be 70 to 75 degrees with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies expected. Lows 45 to 50 degrees with east winds around 5 miles per hour. Shifting to the south after midnight. Tuesday, partly sunny skies expected with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then rain showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Highs will be in the 70s. With southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Shifting to the north in the afternoon, our chance of precipitation for Tuesday, 70%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday, sunny skies expected with highs in the mid-60s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Friday, mostly sunny. We do have a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Friday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, lows 45 to 50 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, lows 50 to 55. And Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Again, the rest of today, sunny skies, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, with highs 70 to 75 degrees, and northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows 45 to 50 degrees, and east winds around 5 miles per hour, shifting to the south after midnight. 64 degrees and sunny skies overhead right now here in downtown Crookston. Yesterday, our high reached 68 degrees. Yesterday, our low reached 52 degrees. We did receive an inch of rain on Saturday here in downtown Crookston. Our average high on this date, 74 degrees. Our average low, 51 degrees. Our year-ago high, 84 degrees. Year-ago low, 64 degrees. Our record high set back in 1956 was 95 degrees. Record low set back in 1903 was just 35 degrees. Our sun rose this morning at 5:27 a.m. It will set at 9:23 p.m. this evening, giving us 15 hours and 56 minutes of daylight today. So almost 16 hours of daylight. Be sure to go outside and enjoy some of the good weather if you're able to the rest of today. Again, 64 degrees and sunny skies overhead right now in downtown Crookston. That is a look at today's edition of the Noontime News here on KOX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part by American Federal Bank, Dennis Granite Company, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, as well as Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.